All right. Let's move on to back to the Reverend, the very, very Reverend.
The fabulously Reverend.
He is fabulously Reverend Ted Haggard. Because this is just James Dobson from Focus on the Family. He is heartsick over the allegations. He said all of us here at Focus on the Family are heartsick over the allegation that Ted has had a private life with a homosexual for several years. But the possibility an illicit relationship has occurred is alarming to us and millions of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. That was before the, that was like three excuses back when he wasn't exactly sure whether he in fact had a relationship with a homosexual. You have a quote from the very Reverend James Dobson?
James Dobson would be very upset about that sort of thing. He's such a macho man himself. In fact, he has some advice.
Yes,
for parents and how to keep their sons from becoming gay.
Okay, good.
Because the boy's father has to do his part. He needs to mirror and affirm his son's maleness. He can play rough and tumble games with his son in ways that are decidedly different from the games he would play with a little girl.
Mm.
He can help his son learn to throw and catch a ball. He can teach him to pound a square wooden peg into a square hole in a pegboard. He can even take his son with him into the shower, where the boy cannot help but notice that dad has a penis, just like his, only bigger.
What?
So this is how you prevent your son from being gay, is show him your... Okay, well, all right. Well, thank you, Dr.
Okay,
Dobson.
Then.
That is...
Or maybe that was Michael Jackson giving that advice.
Yeah.
Oh. And roughhouse with them a lot. Perhaps if you could give them some sort of serious head injury would be best.
That's naked roughhousing.
You can that's literally later. Beat the gay out of them.
Naked oil wrestling?
All
right. Whatever you say.
Okay. Who would like some Reverend, very, very fabulously Reverend Ted Haggard fun facts?
I would.
Okay. Yay. Yeah, I just... Here's what I love about the trajectory of the story. So I'm reading here in L.A., my L.A. Times. It's just the Friday story, the Saturday story, the Sunday story. It was like, wah, wah, wah. As you know, I believe it was Friday. He did not know the aforementioned Mike Jones, the male prostitute.
Yes.
Until Mike Jones had the unfortunate phone messages with him trying to buy the meth.
Zoinks.
And then
I was just calling to see if we could get any more, either a $100 or $200 supply, and I can pick it up really any time.
I'm available anytime. I'll just move the sermon. When are you going to have the meth available?
Hi, Mike. This is Art. Hey, I am here in Denver, and sorry that I missed you. But as I said, if you want to go ahead and get some stuff, then that would be great. And then I'll get it sometime next week or the week after or whatever. I will call you, though, early next week to see what's most convenient for you. Okay? Thanks a lot. Bye.
His middle name is Arthur, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is that where he got the art from?
That's why he went with the pseudonym.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that was Friday when he didn't know him. And then after the messages jogged his memory, and then he was, that male prostitute. Okay. Yeah, I do know him, but I didn't have sex. I just got a massage, and I did buy the crystal meth, but I threw it out.
By the way, you shouldn't say get the stuff over the phone. If you've ever listened to a Cheech and Chong album, you know that it's code unwise.
Say... Cottage cheese, anything. Okay. Anyway, and then, of course, he basically blamed homosexuality itself, which is the dark, horrible force that sucked him in, so to speak.
So to speak.
Anyway, this might have been a tip-off. Here is a Reverend Ted Haggard fun fact from the Friday story back when he did not know the aforementioned male prostitute. They did a lengthy profile on him in Harper's Magazine. Which is quoted approvingly on Haggard's website. It recounts how he built the New Life Church in part by hanging out at gay bars and inviting the patrons to come to his sermons and be saved.
No!
That is a special kind of outreach that is somewhat more active, I believe, than most preachers trying to cure people of homosexuality. He went right to the source of the problem. He went right to the manhole to try and, it's an active sort of ministry that he was engaged in. Under Haggard's leadership, the National Association of Evangelicals, which has 30 million members, reaffirmed a policy statement that describes homosexuality as, quote, a deviation from the Creator's plan and called same-sex relations a sin that, if persisted, excludes one from the kingdom of heaven.
Ah.
Computer says no when you get to heaven. No. Haggard,
says no.
No, you cannot come in. Haggard has lobbied for a U.S. Constitutional amendment, which is why this guy said he came forward, which I can understand. Because it's on the ballot tomorrow in Colorado. Jones told the Denver Post that the marriage ban campaign motivated him to come forward. To have someone in such a high profile preaching against same-sex couples and doing the opposite is hypocritical. In the TV interview, Haggard suggested the allegations amounted. That was Friday when he didn't know him. He said, oh, this is just election year politics. Okay.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
Come on down, so to speak.
Oh,
my other personal favorite fun fact, when he said that Haggard was referred to Jones for a massage by a Denver hotel, by the concierge.
Yeah, they're famous for referring you to gay prostitutes.
Yeah, I saw the ad. Mike Jones is naked in only a Santa hat from behind, which is... He said no concierge in Denver would have referred me.
Yeah.
Anyway, about the crystal meth, my other personal favorite. As you know, a drug used in gay circles to heighten sexual sensation. I never kept the drugs very long. I was tempted. I bought it, but I never used it.
Sure. In your 50s, suddenly decide, I'm going to try crystal meth.
People do that all the time. You buy it, and you just look at it, and then you go, ow. I don't know what I was
thinking.
No. What was I thinking? Oh, look, how did this get here? Heroin and goofers, too. Oh.
Computer says no.
No. Okay. Wow. Okay, we have lots more to get to, including the White House playing down their Haggard ties. They don't know what.
Who? Reverend who?
He must have come in the back door like Jeff Gannon. Wow.
Is that necessary?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yes. 57 minutes.
Computer says yes.
Yes. Oh, we have some delightful audio of Reverend Haggard in the movie Jesus Camp.
Yeah.
Doing a little gay bashing. Okay, 57 minutes after the hour. Right back with stand-up news and more on the Stephanie Miller Show.